Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your friendly neighborhood motivation hero. Buckle up because today we're diving into something seriously important. Self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of emotions, riding the roller coaster with no brakes? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can learn to navigate those waves like pro surfers. Self-compassion is like giving yourself that warm hug when things get tough. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, just like you would a good friend going through a rough patch. And emotional intelligence? That's the superpower of understanding your own feelings and recognizing those of others. Think of it as having an internal GPS for your emotions, knowing where you are, where you want to go, and how together with grace. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can level up your self-compassion and emotional intelligence game. First things first, practice mindful awareness. Ever find yourself lost in thought spirals? Yeah, those aren't always our friends. Mindful awareness is about paying attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like taking a mental step back, observing your emotional landscape instead of getting swept away by it. Try taking a few deep breaths throughout the day, just focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. It can seriously ground you and bring you back to the here and now. Next up, cultivate self-acceptance. This is where we ditch the inner critic and embrace our imperfections. We're all a work in progress, right? Celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, and remember that it's okay to not be perfect. Think of your flaws as unique quirks that make you, well, you. Now, let's talk active listening. You know that feeling when someone truly hears you without interrupting or offering unsolicited advice? That's the magic of active listening. Pay attention to both the words and the unspoken cues, body language, tone of voice, the whole shebang. By being present and engaged, you show genuine care and build stronger connections. Remember that emotions are valid. It's okay to feel happy, sad, angry, frustrated, the whole spectrum. Don't try to suppress or ignore your feelings. Acknowledge them, explore them, and allow yourself to experience the full range of human emotions. Bottling things up only leads to a bigger emotional explosion later on. Finally, practice empathy. Step into someone else's shoes and try to understand their perspective. Even if you don't agree with their point of view, try to see things from their angle. This can help you build compassion, navigate difficult conversations with grace, and create a more understanding world around us. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend just bombed a presentation they work really hard on. You could say something like, well, at least you tried, or don't worry about it, everyone makes mistakes. But that might not feel very supportive. Instead, try something like, I can only imagine how disappointed you must be feeling right now. You put so much effort into that presentation, and I know how hard you worked. What can I do to support you? See the difference? By acknowledging the feelings, showing empathy, and offering practical support, you're demonstrating genuine care and helping them navigate this challenging experience with more resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Practice mindfulness, cultivate self-acceptance, actively listen, validate your emotions, and practice empathy. These aren't just abstract concepts, they're powerful tools that can transform your relationships, boost your well-being, and help you thrive in a world that often feels overwhelming. Ready to take action? Start by choosing one of these takeaways to focus on this week. Commit to practicing it daily, even in small ways. You might be surprised at how quickly those seemingly simple actions can lead to big changes. Share your thoughts with me. Head over to my social media pages and tell me which takeaway resonates with you the most. And if you found value in this episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. It helps others discover the motivation spark. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.